The Fountain Courtyard. Before we have a look at the area surrounding the castle, let us spend some time in the Fountain Courtyard, which is one of the most interesting areas concerning the castle's architectural history. If you began your tour by listening to the introduction, then you may continue, if you wish, to our next port of call. If you wish to remain here, then please look towards the Lion Gateway. Its name comes from the lion's head on its keystone, and the whole dates from the 17th century, when this area was redesigned. It replaced the old two-story gatehouse, which had belonged to the castle dating from 1090. It was connected to a circular wall which stood where the edge of the buildings to the right are today, and there were numerous small houses behind it. The buildings you now see to the left of the gateway hadn't been built at this point, and the area behind us had also been empty. It was only during the second building phase of the High Middle Ages that substantial architectural changes took place here, and indeed in the rest of the castle. From here, in front of the gateway, you can still see at least the basic design of the palace, dating from 1180. If you have a look between the graduated gable and the high wall of the gateway, you will see the remains of a bricked-in Romanesque window towards the top. And the round arched windows, which have been cut off by the present roof, seem to suggest that the original building was taller. The top floor accommodated the Grand Imperial Hall, with its complete front of lavish four arched arcade windows. The building to the left of the gateway is the Romanesque Tower, which was built in 1225 and 1226 during Landgrave Ludwig IV's rule. The fourth floor at the very top was designed with arcade openings to form something similar to an arbor. The Renaissance windows weren't added until the 16th century. The whole tower was designed to meet the requirements and demands of its regal residents. And you can imagine the Landgrave family and their arbor enjoying the wonderful view of the Unstrut Valley on a warm summer evening. The Hindgut, which is one of the oldest large sculptures in the Saale-Unstrut region, also looks rather small to us today. You can see him beneath the edge of the roof, which faces in the direction of the gateway. But who created him and why he's there is still a mystery today. He has Celtic characteristics and is possibly a representation of a Teutonic god. The damage to his face suggests that he was struck with an axe or the blade of a sword during an initiation ceremony. A likely occasion for this would have been the Celtic Catholic mission of the 8th and 9th centuries. But now to a quite different subject, medieval toilets. They are correctly referred to as latrines. Beneath the third and fourth floor windows, you can see the remains of wooden beams placed at regular intervals. These belong to the open passageways which led from the gatehouse round the tower and then along the highest and strongest battlement wall surrounding the castle to the latrine area. At the beginning of the 13th century, these were indeed a luxury, as the stinking waste no longer lay in the immediate vicinity of one's living accommodation. Follow me to the wall on the valley side. From here, we will be able to see the latrine orioles to the right above us, which stick like swallows' nests to the castle walls. And one more thing. These were no normal toilets. They had two seats, so one did not have to go to the draughty bower alone, but could go in company and discuss other pressing matters. The wooden gallery walkways were removed during the 15th century and replaced by the West Gatehouse. There is a lot more to talk about here in the Fountain Courtyard, but let us begin our tour of the exterior. Please go down the gentle slope to your left and through the West Gateway. We shall meet again on the other side of it.